Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on John Martin. This goes to Dr. Whitney Crane. On 1/18/22, Mr. Martin performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forestalic capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to prior study, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Eisenman, Eisenman. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 1/18/22, Mr. Eisenman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forestalic capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Falk, F as in Frank, A-U-L-K. This goes to Dr. Benjamin Blank. On 1/18/22, Mr. Falk performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forestalic capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, six-minute walk test on patient Aaron McArdle, MC, capital A-R-D-L-E. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 1/18/22, Mrs. McArdle performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 445 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 87%, period. New paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Geiger. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 1/18/22, Mr. Geiger performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forestalic capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Schmidt. This goes to the Veterans Administration. On 1/18/22, Mr. Schmidt performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forestalic capacity was minimally impaired, and there was severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, to paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Perry Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. This goes to Dr. Lamb. On 1/18/22, Mr. Bryant performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forestalic capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. A paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Koletar, K-O-L-E-T-A-R. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 1/11/22, Mr. Koletar performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forestalic capacity was severely impaired with severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement and airflow, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of restriction. Period. No paragraph. Impression. Severe restrictive and obstructive lung disease. Period. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment. Period. Also, patient may need measurement of lung volumes and diffusion capacity. Period. Thank you.